Gwendolyn Brooks's legacy lives on in her poetry, which is still widely read. Brooks first honed her craft at Chicago's Southside Community Arts Center, where she took an influential poetry writing workshop. The center continues to thrive today. In an interview with the executive director, Monique Brinkman Hill, we were able to capture what the term legacy has meant to the center throughout the decades.
When I think about legacy, I think about family, I think about community, I think about history. I think about the untold stories that are now beginning to come forth. I think about the fact that on a daily, weekly basis, I learned something new because it was never taught. So there's a sense of power and awareness that happens when you build the legacy of a community. When you take away, in which case many of the Africans came to this country, the legacy of who they were was taken away. And there was a deliberate attempt to erase the history, the power, the stories. And so we really weren't taught in school who are great writers, our engineers, our politicians, people who were great businessmen. We weren't taught those things in school. And when without that, you don't really have a sense of the power of who you are as a community. What the writing and the recording of both art to find, you think about, they did a really beautiful piece of a little girl looking at the picture of the portrait of Michelle Obama. And it's hard to imagine that you don't understand the power and the beauty of who you are. But so many of us don't, because we've never really seen that. It wasn't taught in school. It wasn't necessarily represented in communities. And a place like the Southside Community Arts Center honors the legacy of those artists.